Matthew Stuckey here with an advanced soul winning tip. And the soul winning tip that we have today is when you get somebody saved, ask them a question like this. Is there anyone else in the house that we can talk to? Maybe your brother, your sister or cousin, mom or dad. Or say, is there anyone else around here that I can talk to? And there's a lot of reasons why we want to do this. You know, when we go soul winning door to door, a lot of times people don't want to listen. Now, when somebody does listen and they get saved, you know, if they're able to get their brother to come listen to us, a lot of times their brother will be willing to listen because they were recommended to talk to you by their brother. What I mean by this is, let's say, for example, you know, you heard the reviews of a restaurant and everybody said it was a bad restaurant, but your best friend told you, oh no, it's a great restaurant. I was there, the atmosphere was great, the prices weren't that high, the food was really good. You know, you would probably listen to what your best friend had to say as opposed to what all the reviews were. And so it's the same when we're preaching the gospel. People really, if their brother or their father or their friend recommends talking to you, then they might very easily talk to you. And so what I would recommend when you're preaching the gospel, if you get somebody saved, sure, invite them to church, you know, and ask them if they're interested in coming, but also ask them, is there anyone else in this house that I could talk to? I've gotten a lot of people saved by utilizing this tip. I want to just give you one quick story to show you that. I was going soul winning with a very good friend of mine for the very first time, and we went out at about 5:30, and we had gone soul winning for about 2.5 hours. Nobody got saved. And we're starting to wonder, as it's starting to get a little bit dark outside, should we just, you know, kind of pack it in and then go another time? But we both kind of agreed, well, we want to get at least one person saved. So we spent some more time, and there were two people outside that we gave the gospel to, and they ended up getting saved. Now, at this time, it's nearly 9 o'clock at night, and we asked them that question. They said, well, my neighbor, you know, I'd like her to hear. And she said, would you be willing to go over there and talk to her? And we said, we'd like to, but it's really dark outside. I mean, could you bring her over? And then she came over and brought the neighbor. We talked to the neighbor got saved. So then we asked the neighbor a question. We said, well, is there anyone else in the house we can talk to? Do you have a son or a daughter? And she's like, well, my daughter's inside. And we said, would you want to see if she'd be interested in talking about this? She brought her daughter outside, and her daughter got saved. So we ended up leaving at 9:30 after about 3.5-4 hours of soul winning. And we had 4 souls saved when it didn't look like we would get anyone saved. We would have just gotten 2 saved, but we asked the question, is there anyone else that we can talk to?